I've been doing something recently where I'm trying my best to hang out with my grandparents more. I think that's important for young people to do. I think young people should hang out with their grandparents as often as they can. But I'm gonna tell you why they don't. Because it's exhausting. It is. You learn things that you can't unlearn, okay? It's just knowledge being thrown at you that you just, you're stuck with it forever, all right? Everything was going great. We were eating dinner. Everything was fine. And then my grandma broke out a scrapbook. And we're going through this scrapbook picture by picture. She was like, look, this is a picture of me with my first car. This is a picture of me at my first job. And then we got to a picture of her when she was in her mid-20s. My grandma was looking fine. Super fine, okay? Too fine to be my grandmother. And with the sepia filter on it, the brown filter that's not supposed to make you attractive, the one that'll turn a 10 into a 7, now she was still a 10, okay? I know it sounds weird. I know it's weird. It's weird to say it, okay? It's weird. But do you understand that it's ruining me? I have to live with this knowledge for the rest of my life. It's ruining me. Because now, every time I try to talk to a girl, I'm like, yeah, you're cute, but you ain't Nana. Like, yeah, I'm sure you have good qualities, Candace, but you can't make no snickerdoodle cookies. Mac and cheese recipe has one cheese in it. Get out of here, rookie. Can't compete with Nana. She got legacy. After I saw that picture, I had to high five my grandpa. I had to. I was like, dude, I don't know how you did it. You're ugly. Because I guess game runs in the family, I guess. I don't know. If anything, I'm mad that my Nana settled for my grandpa. Yeah, she had all the qualities and attributes to be a gold digger, but no, she settled for love. This is dumb. Could have been rich. Could have had a rich grandpa, but nope, he's just a good one. This is dumb. That's where we're at in society, is just be like, hey, I got a good grandpa, but I also don't have $1 million. And one of those things buys me a boat. And the other one just gets me a really good thank you card. It's a good card. There ain't no boat. I love my grandpa. He's a good dude. Every time I hang out with him, I learn something new about him and his life. It's very interesting to me. I recently found out what my grandfather's favorite game of all time is. I always thought it was the poker. That was poker. And so he was like, Cam, let's play my favorite game. So I was like, all right, I'll go get the cards. He goes, no. My favorite game. I was like, first of all, why'd you say it like that? I was like, that was real ominous, okay? I didn't like that. And he goes, I want to play my favorite game. Turns out my grandfather's favorite game of all time is called Why I Hate Your Generation. Yeah. Some of you know the game. He's amazing. He's undefeated. He's never lost. He's great. He brings up good points. I can't even lie. There's good points. He's like, Cam, you young guys, you just don't get it. You don't understand what it was like. Back in my day, we used to be able to go down to the record store and get a record for a nickel. I was like, wow. You guys used to pay for your music? I was like, that's crazy, Pop-Pop. I don't know how y'all made it out. Y'all didn't have LimeWire or nothing? Nothing. That's crazy. I feel like I'm 12 years too late for a LimeWire reference, but that's fine. That's fine. Because those of you who get it, we all had viruses. And you know what? That's a bond that we share. We all had to throw away 2 computers. All because we wanted that Shania Twain album, you know? Ugh. Ain't going to impress me much. Why was it so good?